Chapter 20. Sabrina pointed to a little tag beside one of the unhappy-looking kids' pictures. I gasped when I read the tag. FTD stands for Frightened to Death, I said. Kids uttered shocked cries. I felt the metal bracelet on my wrist tingle and grow warm. It meant my fear level was rising. But what could I do? The sad faces on the wall gazed out at me. You mean... Sheena started. I waved to the wall of photos. None of these kids survived the menace, I said. Look at the little sign beneath this photo. It says the kids all died when the fear meter hit 100. They couldn't survive the fear. Huddled close beside me, Luke sighed. What makes us think we stand a chance? He demanded. Stop it, Carly Beth cried. She slid up to Luke. Stop talking like that. Do you think I want to stay a shadow forever? Luke jumped back, surprised by her anger. We're going to survive, even if it hits 100, Carly Beth said. And we're going back home, and we're all returning to normal. She's right, Julie agreed. She was trembling so much it made her voice shake. We've all had scary times before, and we won. We can do it again. Let's go, Matt said. He started to the door. We're not going to get anywhere staring at these photos. We followed him back outside. The air had grown cooler. The sky was a dark charcoal gray. A flock of blackbirds flew overhead, chattering loudly. Matt and Michael trotted up beside Brittany and Molly. Are you sure you can't remember where that building was? Matt asked them.
Can't you remember anything else about how you returned to Horrorland?
Michael demanded. And then I heard Robbie's voice, close by me.
Think hard,
he pleaded.
You both came to the arcade. You were going to bring me back with you to Panic Park.
The two girls shut their eyes, thinking hard. It's all a fog, Brittany said finally. I remember the white building, Molly said. I remember we walked inside, and then she shook her head. I'm so sorry. It's all a blank. Hey, wait! Sheena cried. I don't believe it! I followed her gaze. She was staring at a tiny building across the path. It looked familiar. And then I saw the sign over the entrance. Hall of Mirrors. Some kids gasped. Some cheered. Yes! Boone cried, pumping his fists in the air. That's how we got here. The mirrors will take us back. We didn't hesitate. We all started running. The doors were closed. Was the building locked? Boone got there first. He spread his hands over the doors and pulled them apart. They slid open easily. We piled into the long, narrow room. Dark mirrors on both sides. My heart thudded in my chest as I stared at a long row of my reflections. Okay, everyone, Matt cried. Into the mirrors! I glanced at my brother. He had a frightened look on his face, but he flashed me a thumbs up. I took a deep breath and leaped into the glass.